I had been told directly by Foreign Minister Shukri that we should expect the appeal to proceed. In the meantime, we'd received different messages from other ministries, and so we had been hopeful that the President's comments about clemency and pardons applied to Peter Greste, and we're still hopeful that they do.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop talking about her sense of mixed messages from the Egyptian government about the appeal, the possibility of early release of jailed Australian journalist Peter Greste. 1 year after his detention, an Egyptian court this week begins to consider an appeal by Mr. Greste and two other Al Jazeera journalists. Joining us now, the Egyptian ambassador to Australia, Dr. Hassan El-Lethi. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
What the Foreign Minister says there, concern about mixed messages, what do you make of her interpretation?
Well, I believe that, you know, the Peter Greste case is really very important case for Egypt and for Australia as well as for Australia. So it's not only for Australia. We have reiterated on different levels that we would like to see Peter Greste back to Australia, reuniting with his family. This has been mentioned by the presidents of Egypt, and in fact, President Sisi said he would have liked that there was no case whatsoever at the beginning.
And yet, perhaps this is where the mixed messaging comes in. He's still engaged, locked in, Mr. Greste, the court process, and that must unfold.
Well, and unfortunately, if we are tied up with a judiciary process, and as reiterated several times, even with Honourable Greste family, that the judiciary system should be honored and respected, and then so the process is there, and what I think it is clearly from the Egyptian side, from the executive level, from the government, from everyone, that the support for Peter Greste case is always there.
And yet the process as it now stands is that the case will go to the Court of Cassation on appeal. And what can only be heard there, though, is not the evidence. It won't unpick the actual case. It will look at issues of process, issues of sort of legal points. That's the basis for any sort of appeal.
Yeah, the technical process, you know, the legal process, you know, it is so technical, and no one is really able to assess or say categorically what is going to happen. But, you know, what I can confirm and what I know that, you know, support is given to the case and care to Peter Greste, you know, and to Australia's concern as Egyptian-Australian relationship in general, and in particular to see him back to Australia is something we would like to see happening.
Dr. Hassan El-Lethi is the Egyptian ambassador to Australia. Doctor, that may be the concern of the government. However, that is not going to overwhelm necessarily the process of the courts. There can be no direction, surely, from the government to release Peter Greste unless that is the decision of the judicial process.
Well, I don't want to say it is fortunately or unfortunately. Fortunately, it is so independent, and unfortunately, there is no a possibility to really intervening in the process. But whatever possible to be done, you know, without any kind of interfering with the independence of the judiciary system, will be done.
The charge itself is sort of inherently political, is it not? Peter Greste and his colleagues are charged with reporting events in such a way as to undermine the authority of the government, essentially.
Well, if we want to try to assess what kind of charges, it's legal charges, which took place during a very special and particular political environment. Okay, mm-hmm. But it is completely legal process, And of course, you are aware about Al Jazeera and the way they were reporting about Egypt and the incitement of that kind of civil war up to the civil war promotion. So I think now, and you are aware that Al Jazeera Mubashir has shut down.
Yes.
Yeah, only last week. And
just the Arabic language version as opposed to the English language version.
No. Al Jazeera Mubashir Egypt, that was really targeting Egypt and, you know, focusing only about Egyptian news, the way the Muslim Brotherhood wanted to promote, you know, that kind of division inside Egypt and in confrontational mood between Egyptians. So that was Al Jazeera Mubashir Egypt, which has been shut down. And this is an indication. And of course, you know, Fahmi, you know, the journalist, when his family were reporting about Al Jazeera's responsibility of bringing their journalists into that legal trap. So it's a legal case which took place during a very special political environment.
We now have this appeal process, which will be held in camera. There is no public presence of that appeal. It's purely lawyers and judges. How quickly might we see some sort of outcome from that?
Well, no one can really...
That's unpredictable.
Expect, you know, when exactly... So, but I hope that things will be expedited. Things that will come to an end as soon as possible.
The arrest of journalists, and you speak of the international reputation of Egypt is careful here to protect, and that this case has been problematic in that respect. Reports from earlier this month that the government is also targeting homosexual people in mass arrests in Cairo, detaining those people on charges of debauchery. That's the sort of instance too which may not play well internationally for the Egyptian government.
Well, I think we had a very respectable piece of constitution, right? You know, the document of the, and the constitution in general will protect, you know, the rights of different people. If there is laws that will guideline the, you know, the special acts, I think we will have to go back to the laws and to see whether the constitution will allow those laws to continue or not to continue.
These are people arrested for appearing in the video of a gay wedding, just as bystanders.
Well, I haven't followed the news, but again, I believe for Egypt, the new Egypt, we will have to abide to the constitution and the laws that will serve the interests of the society.
Faith in the constitution, faith in judicial process.
Yes, and I believe it's going to be better. It's evolving in a positive direction.
Dr. Alethi, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, and may I wish you and Australia a very happy new year, and the Egyptian-Australian relationship will come much more stronger, and seeing...
Well, let us hope that may be the case.
Peter Grester back soon. All the best for you. Thank you.
Dr. Hassan Alethi is the Egyptian ambassador to Australia. It's 19 minutes to 9 o'clock.